about witnessing firsthand the horror and devastation caused by Hurricane Harvey by posting this tweet. It says, our reporting does not match claim that POTUS witnessed any horror or devastation firsthand. What's your evaluation both of this particular message and of the president's handling so far of Hurricane Harvey?
Well, it's interesting. The president went down pretty early in terms of the scale of when presidents tend to go onto the ground in these natural disaster situations, and he avoided Houston, the hardest hit area, and that was probably a smart decision because Houston is still underwater. There are enormous law enforcement resources being dedicated to the recovery efforts and dealing with the devastation there. So he chose to go to Corpus Christi, and then he went to Austin, two areas that Corpus Christi in particular did have a lot of damage, but he chose to go to a place that wasn't really at the center of what we're talking about here. Now, the upside of that is that you're not pulling as many law enforcement resources away. The downside in terms of the optics is that you are not dealing necessarily with people who are the hardest hit. So this idea, though, that the president still felt the need to claim that he did witness the horror and the devastation is a little bit odd, because it was obvious to any reporter that was on the trip, anybody who was following that trip, that he didn't. And it's just this sort of oddity of Trump that even though all evidence sort of pointed in another direction, he still felt the need to make that claim. Now, he is going to travel again, we're told, on Saturday.
Are you saying that this isn't just a Houston issue, this is a climate change issue in terms of how we anticipate the magnitude of storms and flooding?
It's exactly the type of thing that the experts on climate have been predicting.
Why there is so much water associated with this storm, one of the things we've heard from scientists over the last 10 years is that climate change does impact the intensity of many of the storms.
Start thinking about climate change.
And I don't want to get into the politics of climate change.
If you look at climate change and you look at the weather systems that we're getting today.
Could climate change be fueling the history-making nature of this storm?
A lot of Democrats will be saying, you know, climate change is actually, this is the kind of flooding we predict based on the climate change model.
One question we should ask, even if the Republican Party isn't asking that, is what is the role of man-made climate change? In disasters like this one, it doesn't necessarily create storms like this, but does it increase the intensity of?
At one time, Hurricane Harvey and the catastrophic flooding it's caused would have been referred to as the storm of a century, but Texas has increasingly bore the brunt of floods and more intense weather, something many scientists are linking to global warming. In Houston, there's also concern about where homes are built and what lessons can be learned.
And you see green everywhere you look. You see permeable surface, which you don't see in other places.
Evelyn Metz says if city planners don't rethink how they develop neighborhoods, the consequences could be dire.
This is a drastic storm. And how many drastic storms do you want to have before you actually take action?
mean, it's the massive debris flying.
Discussion of whether these sorts of events are becoming more common because of climate change.
Middle class and poor people would be some of the first people hurt by climate change. And there's this idea that these storms, these hurricanes are getting worse and worse, scientists say, and that working class and poor people that voted for Donald Trump, that are excited about his presidency, that thought his presidency was going to improve their lives.
Here are built in low-lying floodplains. As the city's grown, its natural defenses have been compromised.
Tremendous amounts of debris flying.
I've got like 5 lines cut down right here at the station. I'm staying away from them. I'm totally out of the power lines. This thing's cut down right here. What's this thing? Gosh, look at this. Unbelievable. Wow, 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 wow. Wow. Oh my goodness. Oh,
and the Associated Press now confirms that the death.
That thing is dark. That's got a lot of hooked up and coming out of it.
One of the biggest global temperatures have risen 1.5 degrees Fahrenheit, and global sea level has risen about 8 inches.
This bio was developed with that very thing in mind, and consequently, the surrounding neighborhood didn't flood. But some in the environmental community say talking about climate change or flood resistance can be a difficult subject.
Well, we saw it here in Houston.
Activist Rachel Power says in Texas,
like
those
much,
in power,
but for a lot of the coastal cities in the U.S., places like Norfolk, Virginia, are already seeing much more frequent nuisance flooding events.
And in fact, while our eyes have been fixed on Texas and Louisiana this week, large parts of Norfolk are underwater because of a run-of-the-mill tropical system. And in India, monsoon rains caused floods that killed 1,000.
We're getting high water along the coast when there's no storm at all. Water levels that used to happen maybe once every decade or so, happening every couple of years.
And while the atmospheric temperature has increased, the real heating has occurred in the oceans. And warm water is like high-octane fuel for a hurricane. What?
out of here. Winds are gusting to 120, 110. I've got roof failures. I've got wall failing. Oh my gosh. Look at this, guys. 125 on our wind. 100 plus. Gusts are like, I got buildings. I got roof coming off. I got buildings. Tremendous amounts of debris flying.
Houston continues to deal with the aftermath of Hurricane Harvey.
North of here, on the, near Lamar, on the 35 highway, right here in front of me. I chased her north of me about 7 miles on the north side of the Bay Bridge, which I can't get over there. Has wrecks. He's rolled his vehicle and crashed. And he tweeted, I sent another guy a message here, needed help. That was about...
issue.
Just ignore climate change as part of the conversation and just say that flooding and catastrophe are things that we need to deal with, but we don't necessarily talk openly about climate change and the effects.
Of storms and flooding?
It's exactly the type of thing that the experts on climate have been predicting.
Why there is so much water associated with this storm, one of the things we've heard from scientists over the last 10 years is that climate change does impact the intensity of many of the storms.
To start thinking about climate change.
And I don't want to get into the politics of climate change.
If you look at climate change and you look at the weather systems that we're getting today.
Could climate change be fueling the history-making nature of this storm?
A lot of Democrats will be saying, you know, climate change is actually, this is the kind of flooding you would predict based on
Hurricane Harvey. We look at the media silence on the human contribution to it, that despite 2016 being the hottest year on record, with several climate-related disasters in the U.S. alone, the combined coverage during the evening and Sunday news programs on the main television networks amounted to a total of 50 minutes in all of last year.
Tremendous amounts of debris flying.
It may be years before Houston fully recovers, and the damage will run into billions of dollars. Jim Blackburn says it's now time to address climate change and make some tough decisions.
Right now, what we can do is be very careful about rebuilding. I think we need to push the option of buying out houses that are deep in the floodplains and have flooded before and will likely flood again, and begin to evacuate the highest risk areas.
Environmentalists say Houston has the chance to set an example to the rest of the world and rebuild with climate change in mind. If it doesn't, the next storm may do even more
democracy
damage.
Now, Galagher,
Al Jazeera.
Especially near the surface, get to about 80 degrees Fahrenheit or warmer, you now have a source of warm, moist air. That is the fundamental fuel of a hurricane.
Does this warmer water necessarily mean that there will be more powerful hurricanes?
What all the models and theory seem to agree on, at least globally at this point, is that the frequency of the very high intensity category 3, 4, 5 events should go up. If you look at the most powerful hurricanes on the planet, they have winds near the surface of about 200 miles per hour. It's conceivable that 100 years from now, the top ranking hurricanes will have wind speeds of, say, 220 miles per hour.
Hurricane, the eye is just southeast of me now. We're almost 110 gusts now. Tremendous amounts of debris flying down Highway 35. This is Rockport. Above our heads here, we got about 140 above us, and the 140-45 is only about 4 miles now south of me coming in.
Houston is also concerned about where homes are built and what lessons can be learned.
And you see green everywhere you look. You see permeable surface, which you don't see in other places.
The Met says if city planners don't rethink how they develop neighborhoods, consequences could be dire.
This is a drastic storm. And how many drastic storms do you want to have before you actually take action that will actually improve the situation? At some point, either you basically should accept the consequences because you don't want to change, or you make the change.
If you want, I can go back outside here. Let's go back and look at this. From my which side? Train's direction. Pretty intense eye wall here now. Came off. That's it, Don. That's that building's being collapsed, right?
That just happened. That's-
here are built in low-laying floodplains, and as the city's grown, its natural defenses have been compromised. One of the...
...guests. It's that crazily bland for something which is going to have such an enormous impact on our lives, and as we've just been hearing, has already had such an enormous impact on many people's lives around the world. And unless you use the right language to describe what you're talking about, you mislead people as to what the likely implications of that are. And by talking about climate change, as if it, you know, it could be a good thing, could be a bad thing, who knows, it might be a neutral thing. You know, we like a bit of climate change, don't we? We like it when the winter gives way to summer. We suggest that this huge catastrophe might not be a catastrophe at all. I don't think climate breakdown is the perfect term. I can't quite put my finger on the right term, but I think it comes a lot closer to what we need to be saying than climate change does.
What do you say to those who say you cannot link this one hurricane or storm to climate change or climate chaos, climate breakdown, as you describe it?
I would say you cannot not link it. We have so far 1 degree centigrade of global warming, and that now affects every single weather event on Earth. Just like the 4 degrees centigrade of global warming that followed the Ice Age, there's 4 degrees between the last Ice Age and the 19th century, affects every single weather event on Earth, and we wouldn't have warm summers without that 4 degree of warming. With that extra 1 degree of warming, that creates further implications for every single weather event on Earth. And for hurricanes, the link is crystal clear. There are three ways in which the impact of hurricanes is...
WCOMLPFM Chapel Hill Carborough. We've got some winds blowing through here. They actually may be the remnants of Hurricane Harvey down here in Chapel Carborough. We are in a state of emergency relating to our gas prices. But we have got to spotlight what is going on down there in Texas, now Louisiana. And what we've been spotlighting here generally for the last couple decades, or a decade or so, on the Furious George Show, I'm Dr. Furious, and we like to peel back the facade of corporate crypto-fascist hegemony, taking that down, including, you know, the local images of crypto-fascist Confederate armies and global corporate straight up corporate fascism, which Mussolini, by the way, used to call corporatism fascism. He thought corporatism is a better word, so you know. And then we got, who knows, all these crazy followers of Donald Trump and the Arpaios. Who knows what the heck is going on. So if you want to learn more about the show and how we have somehow survived to this point, despite the clear breakdown of climate and political structures and all different kinds of bogus systems we've been tampering with as stupid humans, we're going to find the deeper roots here, get radical, and do what we do here. Go to Gmail, Furious George Show, or check out blogspot.com, Furious G Show. Or you can totally do all kinds of things like 919-246-9639. Call us. It's Micropower Radio, community-based radio, WCOM LPFM Chapel of Carborough. Come on now, y'all. We're going to potentially be offensive some members in our listening audience. So listener discretion is advised. And if you want to learn more about how we've offended folks in the past, go to Furious George Show, all our archived shows. We're going to keep going in here to survive Hurricane Harvey and the Tropocalypse and all else we got to do. But in the meantime, you will also hear some fun, cool music, including that which will be coming down here to the Triangle. We're seriously going to get some Run the Jewels here, y'all, in the streets with the cool Hopscotch Fest. Yeah, that's right. Those folks there at Hopscotch, man, they throw down a fun show, and they've invited Furious there, so I'm going to go check out some crazy cool music, and I encourage everyone there to explore that. And more importantly, support any kind of local community-based music, including, like I like to do here. I've been playing lots of Sylvanesso, Made of Oak, and other cool local stuff, going all the way back down here to Carborough when we had this dude named Ellen Japanese. Remember him, y'all? Seriously, I got him a show, and he hooked me up with some of the coolest music that I still am playing, including some of the stuff we started off with, Flying Lotus. So, bring it back home, place-based beats. We're going to keep doing what we do. I'm furious!
Scary and foreboding as that is, the strength of a hurricane is just part of the picture. A warmer climate means more moisture in the air, and that is leading to more rainfall.
Even if the hurricane strengths stay the same, we'll probably see more rainfall in those hurricanes in the future because the upper oceans are going to be warmer, because that warmer atmosphere can hold more moisture. That means that even if the storm's strength is the same, you'll probably see a little more rainfall occurring during those powerful hurricanes.
Of mothers trying to save their children from the rushing waters.
4 feet of water to go get them food on the first day. Yeah, that's a lot of shit. But y'all sitting here, y'all trying to interview people during their worst times. Like,
linking it to climate change.
Yes, and now, in fact, the Environmental Protection Agency itself has accused climate scientists in the US of politicizing it by mentioning climate change or climate breakdown. It's an extraordinary thing. It's clear to me that by not mentioning it, you are politicizing this issue. The linkage is so clear, it is so obvious, that when you don't talk about it, you are taking a decision, you are taking a position, and the position is, we're not going to talk about climate change, we're not going to talk about climate breakdown. That is a political decision, and it's a highly charged political decision which reflects powerful interests. It reflects the kind of interests we've just been hearing about, the oil refineries and the oil rigs, which themselves have been hit by Hurricane Harvey and its aftermath. An extraordinary irony, something which pulls up into stark relief the issue that we're dealing with, but just is not being discussed at all. And those people, the people who run those companies, they are responsible for shutting down all discussion of climate breakdown so that we don't go there, we don't talk about it. And journalists and editors, with the glowing exception of yourselves, they have a powerful instinct not to go there. It's not that they wake up in the morning and say, don't talk about climate change, I mustn't talk about climate change, whatever I do, don't mention climate change. They don't need to say that. It's already in their guts. They have a visceral sense that if you go there, then you open up everything. You open Pandora's box and you open up a discussion of whether capitalism is working. Of whether the political system is working. You open up a discussion of what the world's most powerful actors, including the fossil fuel companies, are doing to the rest of the world.
A girl who, I guess, has to deal with all of this as well. What can you tell us?
Let me introduce you to Danielle here. Danielle, you just arrived. Share with us how you were rescued.
Some guys had called our phone and asked us where we were. We was waiting for the police for like 36 hours and they never came. And we was waiting at the home. We did the white flags and everything and nobody came. But then somebody had called the phone after we decided to leave the house and we had walked to the gas station with the kids. And then they had called and came and picked us up. But we had been there like 5 days with no food. And No lights and nobody came. Like, nobody came.
Now you're with your children. We've heard of stories of mothers trying to save their children from the rushing waters. Can you tell us how
we
that was?
4 feet of water to go get them food on the first day. Yeah, that's a lot of But y'all sit here, y'all trying to interview people during their worst times. Like, that's not the smartest thing to do. Like, people are really breaking down and y'all sitting here with cameras and microphones trying to ask us what the fuck is wrong with us.
I'm so
and
sorry,
you really man. Trying to understand with the microphone still in my face. The microphone trying to ask us what the fuck is wrong with us. Shivering cold,
with
my kids wet, and you still putting a microphone in my face.
Sorry. Russell Flores, it sounds like you've got a very upset family there.
You put everything at risk. You put your career at risk. You put your peace of mind at risk. You put the good opinion of your colleagues at risk. To challenge everything is to become an outcast.
President Trump just went to Texas and he's going back. When he landed, he didn't address the victims at all. He didn't talk about the victims, but he did say about the people around him, what a crowd, what a turnout. Now, President Trump is a proud climate change denier, as is the governor of Texas, Governor Abbott. You point out that Trump denying human-driven global warming is interesting, given that he built a wall around his golf resort in Ireland to protect it from the rising seas. Talk more about this.
He's trying. He hasn't yet succeeded, but he's applying for permission. His company is trying to build a sea wall around his golf resort because it knows that the seas are rising and his golf resort is now at risk. And similarly, in the Gulf of Mexico, the oil companies keep raising the height of their oil platforms. In the 1960s, they were 40 feet above sea level. Then in the 1990s, they were 70 feet. Today, they are 91 feet above sea level. And they have raised those platforms because they know the sea level is rising and storms are intensifying, and they have done so to get the oil platforms out of the way of those impacts caused by climate breakdown, caused by the oil companies themselves. So though those same oil companies, particularly ExxonMobil, have poured millions of dollars into paying professional liars to deny climate change across the media and across social media, they themselves know that it's happening and they're taking precautions to protect themselves against it.
Well, George, I'd like to turn to another issue that you raise in the piece. You talk specifically about the fact that the U.S. media have failed to cover climate breakdown-related disasters in the U.S. itself. But there's even greater silence on climate disasters in the rest of the world. I mean, we've just heard in India, Nepal, and Bangladesh, over 1,200 people have died. There are floods in Niger. Now in Karachi, a state of emergency has been declared. So can you talk about that, the media silence on that, and what's actually happening in these places where people are so much more vulnerable than here?
It's an extraordinary thing to contemplate, isn't it, that the part of the world worst hit by current flooding is not actually Texas.
mothers trying to save their children from the rushing waters. Can you tell us how that was?
4 feet, but y'all sitting here, y'all trying to interview people during their worst times. Like, that's not the smartest thing to do. Like, people are really breaking down, and y'all sitting here with cameras and microphones trying to ask us what the fuck is wrong with us.
Of a TV queen, folk girl hero in a magazine, faking the truth in a new pop song. Don't you wanna sing along? Say to the radio, say to the radio, say
we're
to the radio.
We're very confident that freshwater flooding will become more problematic.
Shivering cold with my kids wet, and you still putting a microphone
Sorry.
In my face.
Rosa Flores, it sounds like you've got a very upset family there.
Highway blues and gasoline fumes. It's all I seem to make while I'm playing my tunes.
I got one
slide
behind us. Okay, one step away. There's another one more. We're in this Iowa with 140 mile an hour northwest. In Iowa, I can still go over the edge. Oh my gosh! The roof's going! Everything! I know! Just have lightning! Hit the eye wall! The roofs are coming out! Everything's coming out!
From a parallel universe, light years away, comes Little Green Man.
Is it getting hotter here? Oh yeah, we've had some of the hottest years.
Part of the conversation and just say that flooding and catastrophe are things that we need to deal with, but we don't necessarily talk openly about climate change and the effects on these storms, which can only make things worse.
It may be years before Houston fully recovers, and the damage will run into billions of dollars. Jim Blackburn says it's now time to address climate change and make some tough decisions.
Right now, what we can do is be very careful about rebuilding. I think we need to push the option of buying out houses that are deep in the floodplains and have flooded before and will likely flood again, and begin to evacuate.
Record. Why that? Global warming. Planet Earth's climate is all messed up because we've been burning so much fossil fuel. We love cars and things that light up, you know. So what happens? Glaciers and ice caps melt, sea levels rise, the ocean warms up. Ooh, yeah, a lot of plants and animal species start to die off or act kooky.
With a circle on the floor, he compels him to be pure. Pulls the beast up out his heart, then impels it on a sword. Writes a prayer on some paper, then he nails it to the door. Just the good of you may enter by the mercy of the Lord. Listen not to what he speaks, that's been the cursing of his cause. A seduction of his senses by the devils he adores. The unholy has him hostile. hostage and his soul is not at war. Follow not a secret knowledge, it will bring you no reward. Shun him while in public, disallow him from your stores. Have no part in his affairs, lest his pestilence be yours. Make scoundrels of the righteous and virgins into whores. But we must still pray that his color will be cured. I see diamond flooded
demons. Sea levels rise, the ocean warms up. Yeah, a lot of plants and animal species start to die off or act poopy. Storms are crazier, forest fires are worse. Yikes. Oh yeah, we've had some of the hottest years on record. Why is that? Global warming. Planet Earth's climate is all messed up because we've been burning so much fossil fuel. We love cars and things that light up, you know.
To the ceiling and the needle in her brain. He looks back into the crowd, wipes the blood and then explains how she slipped from this existence to the realm of the deranged. Her becoming must be halted to reverse what she became. From the looseness of her tongue to the pollution of her aims. To do nothing is barbaric, the solution is humane. You must destroy the mind, then hopefully retrain. You torture out the wildness and replace it with the tame. Blank slate, when she recovers she won't even know her name. Perfect wife and perfect lover, no resistance, no complaints. May God bless the scientific cure for
and ice caps melt, sea levels rise, the ocean warms up. Yeah, a lot of plants and animal species start to die off or act kooky. Storms are crazier, forest fires are worse. Yikes! And they're saying in 15 years, there'll be another 100 million people in extreme poverty. Oh my gosh, crop losses and 150 million more people at risk of malaria.
With his crucifix inside his pocket, said his mission is divine. Put his Bible on the bed and then he touched on his behind. Told him take off all his clothes and put your penis next to mine. Not a love one thing is normal cause they do this all the time. With the life is out of
how long before the hate that we hold lead us to another holocaust? So we so deep in it that we can't end it, stop, hold, ever call it off. It's too clear, nuclear's too near, and the holders of the Molotov say the revolution's right here, right now, and they ain't calling off.
Double finger with a fist, here at the abyss. I'ma be your tour guide. It is wartime, check your wrist.
Ready, kids?
Over to your right, shine a light. Got a baby ready for the fight. I just wanna live. I don't wanna ever have to load a clip. Only hunt bliss. I am still a kid in my heart, but these motherfuckers sick. They don't give a shit, not at all. They don't even wanna let you take a little piss in a pot. Listen along, they don't want your love. Shit is bug. Motherfuckers steady getting rich from the blood. Love when you beg. Trust, I'ma sooner put a fucking pair of lips to the sun. Love will survive when I'm under iridescent lights for our lives. I would be surprised if we ever got the business of alive. It's tonight, God for the night. Look into my eyes, I am standing at your side for the fight. Minds over mice, swear to God, they can barely even see the dog. They don't see the size of the fight.
Wake up, drink water, smoke blunt, clean oil, my Kalashnikov. Stockpile tea for me and friends, case shit get the popping off. The evening news giving you views, telling you to pick your master for president. Been behind the curtain, seen the devil working, came back with some evidence.
I'm gonna tell you, don't let them tell you what's right, wrong. Make love, smoke, push, try to laugh hard and live long.
That's the antidote, you defeat the devil when you hold on to hope. Cause getting folk, life is beautiful and we ain't got to die for the mother men. And I refuse to kill another human being in the name of a government. Cause I don't study war no more, I don't hate the poor no more. Getting more ain't what's more, only thing more is the love. So when you see me, please greet me with a heart full and a pound and a hug.
From the rushing waters, can you tell us how that was?
4 feet of water to go get them food on the first day. Yeah, that's a lot of shit. But y'all sit here, y'all trying to interview people during their worst time. Like, that's not the smartest thing to do. Like, people are really breaking down and y'all sitting here with cameras and microphones trying to ask us what the fuck is wrong with us.
This isn't just a Houston issue, this is a climate change issue in terms of how we anticipate the magnitude of storms and flooding?
It's exactly the type of thing that the experts on climate have been predicting.
Why there is so much water associated with this storm, one of the things we've heard from scientists over the last 10 years is that climate change does impact the intensity of many of the storms.
Trying to feed a baby, so I threw 1,000 in the air and blessed her with a hug. I done been died so many times, walked on like a dirty rug. And now that I made it, can't fake it, gotta give me what I'm truly worthy of.
And I don't know how much it really means to be right. But what a joy it be to see some peace in this life.
occurs to me that maybe we ain't even really seeing it right here in the dark, hoping just to see a beam of the light.
Out of all of the English words, perhaps one of the most interesting words in the English language today is the word fuck. Out of all of the English words that begin with the letter F, fuck is the only word that is referred to as the F word.
But y'all sitting here, y'all trying to interview people during their worst times. Like, that's not the smartest thing to do. Like, people are really breaking down, and y'all sitting here with cameras and microphones trying to ask them what the f*** is wrong with them.
Pleasure,
and you really trying to understand with the microphone still in my face. With me shivering cold, with my kids wet, and you still putting the microphone in my face.
Marissa Flores, it sounds like you got...
Pleasure, hate, and love. In English, fuck falls into many grammatical categories. As a transitive verb, for instance, John fucked Shirley. As an intransitive verb, Shirley fucks. Its meaning is not always sexual. It can be used as an adjective, such as John's doing all the fucking work. As part of an adverb, Shirley talks too fucking much. As an adverb enhancing an adjective, Shirley is fucking beautiful. As a noun, I don't give a fuck. As part of a word, abso-fucking-lutely, or in-fucking-credible. And, as almost every word in a sentence, fuck the fucking fuckers.
For the fossil fuels we've been burning, there wouldn't have been a hurricane. Of course there were hurricanes in the past. What we can say is that this hurricane, whether or not it was caused by the human contribution, was affected by the human contribution. That is unequivocal.
Well, nevertheless, George, you've been accused, as no doubt have others, of politicizing Hurricane Harvey and events like it, extreme weather events like it, by linking it to climate change.
Yes, and now, in fact, the Environmental Protection Agency itself has accused climate scientists in the US of politicizing it by mentioning climate change or climate breakdown. It's an extraordinary thing. It's clear to me that by not mentioning it, you are politicizing this issue. The linkage is so clear, it is so obvious, that when you don't talk about it, you are taking a decision. You are taking a position. And the position is, we're not going to talk about climate change. We're not going to talk about climate breakdown. That is a political decision. And it's a highly charged political decision.
Hate and love. In English, fuck falls into many grammatical categories. As a transitive verb.
So we've just been hearing about the oil refineries and the oil rigs, which themselves have been...
Fuck the fucking fuckers.
The fucking fuckers.
Come on now! Come on! Come on off!
Who run those companies, they are responsible for shutting down...
I don't give a fuck. As part of a word, abso-fucking-lutely, or in-fucking-credible. And, as almost every word in a sentence, fuck the fucking fuckers. Fuck the fucking fuckers. Fuck the fucking fuckers.
Not to go there. It's not that they wake up in the morning and say, don't talk about climate change. Not to talk about climate change. Don't mention climate change. They don't need to say that. It's already in their guts. They have a visceral sense that if you go there, Then you open up everything. You open Pandora's box and you open up a discussion of whether capitalism is working. You open up a discussion of whether the political system is working. You open up a discussion of powerful actors, including the fossil fuel companies, are doing to the rest of the world's people. And to go there, you put everything at risk.
Meteorologists forecast another foot of rain could fall on the region in the coming days. Harvey, which is now a tropical storm, is heading back to the Gulf of Mexico and is expected to make landfall again on Wednesday.
So much rain has already fallen that the National Weather Service has had to add two new colors to its maps to indicate rainfall levels. Parts of Texas are expected to top 50 inches of rain, and the rivers keep rising.
Warming. In Houston, there's also concern about where homes are built and what lessons can be learned.
You put your career at risk, you put your peace of mind at risk, you put the good opinion of your colleagues at risk. To challenge everything is to become an outcast.
President Trump just went to Texas and he's going back. When he landed, he didn't address the victims at all. He didn't talk about the victims, but he did say about the people around him, what a crowd, what a turnout. Now, President Trump is a proud climate change denier, as is the governor of Texas, Governor Abbott.
Fuck the fucking fuckers.
Oh, my God! Oh, my God!
Did anyone know this was coming? Sure, Exxon knew about it back in the 70s, so they started a misinformation campaign in...
Could climate change be fueling the history-making nature of this storm?
A lot of Democrats will be saying, well, climate change is actually, this is the kind of flooding we predict.
Naomi Klein joins us now from her home in Toronto. Naomi, welcome to Democracy Now! You have a message to the media.
Hi, Amy, and hi, Renee. It's really good to be with you, and I want to thank your earlier guest, Brian.
So much fossil fuel. We love cars and things that light up, you know.
It sounds like you've got a very upset family there.
And similarly, in the Gulf of Mexico, the oil companies...
You see green everywhere you look. You see permeable
soils. One question we should ask, even if the Republican Party isn't asking that, is what is the role of man-made climate change? in disasters like this. It doesn't necessarily create storms like this, but does it increase the intensity of these? There has to be a discussion of whether these sorts of events are becoming more common because of climate change.
There'll be another 100 million people in extreme poverty. Oh my gosh. Crop losses and 150 million more people at risk of malaria. Geez, did anyone know this was coming?
FM.
Come over. My ears are just insanely hurting right now.
These rainstorms are now more intense, and this overwhelms that built infrastructure.
Breakdown caused by the oil companies themselves. So though those same oil companies, particularly ExxonMobil, have poured millions of dollars into paying professional liars to deny climate change across the media and across social media, they themselves know that it's happening and they're taking precautions to protect themselves against it.
Well, George, I'd like to turn to another issue that you raise in the piece. You talk specifically about the fact that the U.S. media have failed.
Fuck the fucking fuckers.
WCOM LPFM Chavo Carbro. Hey, y'all. This is Dr. Furious. And we are rocking out here on WCOM LPFM Chavo Carbro, where we like to spotlight just the incredibly crazy stuff going down in the world. And we are conflicted, but only in that we don't know how it's going to work out, but we know it will, including the fact that it will be IE. Have to say, The show is made possible by an anonymous donor. So we want to acknowledge that cool underwritingness. Also, you can learn all about the old school Furious shows at furiousg.blogspot.com or email furiousgeorgeshow@gmail.com or give us a call, 919-246-9639. Oh, looks like we got a caller. Hold on, caller. We're going to get back into the craziness because it's Thursday night on the WCOM LPFM Chapel Carbo line. Boom. Got Lord Raj in the background. Gonna crank out some Aitness with Kendrick. Based on apartheid. And we're gonna make the most of the crazy apocalypse. Party down, y'all. I'm furious.
Ayo, my mama, nigga. Greatest ever do this shit. Oh, my mama, nigga. On the day. Hey, Soundwave, turn this shit up, nigga. Turn this shit up. Soundwave, turn this shit up, nigga. Tell me who the blow, 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 blow. Nigga, now R.I.P. My diligence is only meant to write your eulogy. My life I has to fight.
The furious humming.
All's my life, hard times like bad trips like Nazareth, I'm fucked up, homie. You fucked up, but if God got us, then we gon' be alright.
Nigga, we gon' be alright. Nigga, we gon' be alright. We gon' be alright. Do you hear me? Do you feel me? We gon' be alright. Nigga, we gon' be alright.
And when I wake up, I recognize you looking at me for the pay cut. Bahamas, I be looking at you from the face down. One Mac 11, even boom with the bass down. Scheming, and let me tell you about my life. Painkillers only put me in the twilight. Where pretty pussy and Benjamin is the highlight. I tell my mama I love her, but this what I like, Lord knows. 20 of them in my Chevy, tell them all to come and get me. Reaping everything I sow, so my karma come in heaven. No preliminary hearings on my record. I'm a motherfucking gangster, silence for the record. Tell the world I know it's too late. Boys and girls, I think I've gone great. Trying to side my face this all day. Won't you please believe when I say, when you know we've been hurt, been down before. Nigga, when I pride was low, looking at the world like, where do we go? Nigga, and we hate po-po. When the killer's dead in the streets for sure. Nigga, I'm at the preacher's door. My knees getting weak and my gun might blow. But we gon' be alright, right?
Nigga, we gon' be alright. Nigga, we gon' be alright. We gon' be alright. Do you hear me? Do you feel me? We gon' be alright. Nigga, we gon' be alright. Huh? We gon' be alright. Nigga, we gon' be alright. Do you hear me? Do you feel me? We gon' be alright.
What you want? You a house, you a car, 40 acres and you love piano, anything. See, my name is Lucy, I'm your dog. Motherfucker, you can live at the mall. I can see the evil, I can tell that it's illegal. I don't think about it, I deposit every yellow zero thinking. In my partner, put the candy, painting on a Rico dick. In my pocket, in a profit, big enough to feed you every. Get my logic, get another dollar just to keep you in the presence of your Chico. I don't talk about it, be about it, every day I sequel. If I got it, then you know you got it, heaven, I can reach you. Pet dog, pet dog, pet dog, my dog, that's all. Big bag and chat, I shut the bag for y'all. I rap, I black on tracks, arrest assured. My rights, my wrongs, I write till I'm right with God. When you know, we've been hurt, been down before. I was looking at the world like, where do we go? We hate Popo.
I feel vulnerable every day. When I'm out on patrol or just walking my beat, it feels like a threatening situation could erupt at any minute. As a police officer, I constantly live in fear that I might be filmed brutalizing a civilian. Just yesterday, I pull over a black couple, and I kept thinking, what if I escalate the situation? And they pull a phone on me, and the footage lands on YouTube. Something like that could end a career in seconds. It's something you know from the time you're a cadet. The slightest civil rights infraction in front of anyone who's looking, and the next thing you know, you're surrounded by cameras and trending on Twitter. No cop should have to worry about that. Practically every precinct I know has somebody serving desk duty just for acting on deeply rooted prejudices when somebody had a recording device on them. It happened to my partner, and it even happened to our own captain. One day, he's just kicking an unarmed pedestrian in the ribs when all of a sudden people with cameras are everywhere, and then they just start shooting what he was doing. All 6 minutes of it. I can't help but think sometimes that could have been me ending up at that desk job. You never know which day of total impunity will be your last. But for a cop, that's just our daily reality.
Fuck the fucking fuckers.
By climate change, and there's this idea that these storms, these hurricanes, are getting worse and worse.